Hi, I'm Sam Stokes. This is UWP and C++ for the Scientist and Engineer, Part 1, Session 2. In calling scientists and engineers, in Part 1, Session 2, we're going to explore how to use the command line to compile C++ and C. We can use a lot of processes to compile C++ for different platforms, but using the command line allows us to set up a number of automatic make or compilation sessions. What would you use to compile UWP? Well, you can use these tools to do command line builds. Here's our resources. We use two references from the msd.microsoft.com, and of course we always use the C++ CLI ECMA standard. So the command line compilation use cases, again, for automatic builds, how to use and then used in projects that maybe you don't want to use the heavyweight IDE like Visual Studio and the Visual Studio make system. Helps you understand how Visual Studio works and also helps you understand why UWP is so cool, or maybe we can convince you if you don't think it's cool right now. Okay, command line compilation, what it does. C compilation. You can compile the existing C code using the Visual Studio build system, and you don't have to use the heavyweight Visual Studio IDE. C++ compilation, like C, C++ can also be compiled with the addition of dynamic link libraries and other linking tools. The C compilation allows linking as well. We won't be looking into that, but we will be just doing the simplest of the C compilations. And C++ and CX compilation, this allows you to do large projects in Visual Studio and without having to open Visual Studio. These can be done automatically and also can be done online. You also have InMake and MS Build. These are in-depth command line compilations, can be enhanced by using the path and environment variables, as well as the NMake and MS build. So why command line compilation? Command line compilation allows you to use online systems like Visual Studio Online, and they also give you clear design and build controls. So next, we'll open up the developer command prompt for Visual Studio 2015 and use a very simple approach to doing C++ and C compilation. Okay, as you can see, if I type in command, I can see that there are two different command prompts to choose from. What we want to use right now, because we haven't made any change to environmental variables or path or environment variables, then we'll go ahead and take the developer command prompt for VS 2015. It's not required, but in some cases you may need to use the administrator level, and you would do this by right-clicking and selecting Run as Administrator. So I'll go ahead and click on the developer command prompt for Visual Studio 2015, and now this pops up, and you need to make sure when you're using the command prompt that you see the developer command prompt for Visual Studio 2015. Next, I'll change the directory, and I'll change the directory to /B/C. And keep this simple. Quite often in C++ as well as other applications such as C# or Visual Basic, the folder strings can get quite long, and this can cause an error because there's a length, maximum length in the ability for the system to compile and to read the files. Next, let's just open up plain old Notepad. And in plain old Notepad, we'll enter a C program for compilation. If you haven't used C in a while and you've gotten used to using Python or something like that, much of the embedded systems that are out there in the wild use C, and most companies that I know of don't like to talk about changing from C to, say, a modern cool language like Python. So you need to have a good story about why Python's so cool, other than this is the only thing you learned in school. So what I'm going to do here is just do a simple C program that you may have done in school or just done for learning on your own. And so here we go. Now I'm going to put an error in on purpose so that you can see there is some feedback on your application. And so I'm not going to put in a quote here. And I'll do power. We're going to, yep, we've declared a function, so I'll use this. I'll pass a 2 and an I. And I'll do the same thing. Power minus 3 and an I. And do a return. Now we'll create our function. So do a save as. When you do the save as, you will need to make sure to have the .c at the end. And since it already exists, so we'll go ahead and say yep. And now we're done with our notepad, so we'll go ahead and close it. And now we can do a dir, and you can see I've been doing some work here. And now we have the power .c. Type in CL, power.c. So all you have to have is the C, and this compiles as a C program. And I have an error, as we would expect, missing a couple things. So we'll go back into our notepad and see if we can figure out what those errors are. The compiler is nice enough to give us some line numbers. So if we look at this, we'll open this up. Power. So when you open it up in a notepad, you won't see it. And we're looking for the source file. We'll go ahead and get the source file. And so it's saying line 4 has a problem. So we go 1, 2, 3, 4. So where's that 0 from? Okay, so now we'll hit the upper case 0, which is the closed parentheses. And we also have an error in line 8, new line and constant. So the new line indicates the slash n. And so this is where we forgot the quote. So now we'll do a save. And we'll go ahead and close Notepad. And now let's give this a try. Okay. And I think I know what's wrong. Let's go ahead and fix that. In line 8. Darn line 8. And right here, I'm missing a parenthesis, so I'll add that in. Save, and let's see if that works. Okay, we're missing a semicolon on line 9. And right there, I must have put in a minus. So do a control S, save. This again. And sure enough, we have our executable, and now we'll go ahead and hit power. You know, we don't have to type the exe. We have a nice little column of numbers. So as you can see, we're using we have built a C program using Notepad, which is often the case, or Notepad++, which I also like and very lightweight. And we can see we have our output here, And so all is good. Now, C is used in many embedded systems, and it's been widely used for a long time, and it's very difficult if you are a computer science student, walk into a new job and say, hey, let's change the C language over to Python, because Python is pretty cool. And Python is very cool, and is used in a lot of ways, but if there's a big investment in C and it's been tested, you will need to know how to use C. So this is a quick way to get up on how to compile C from Visual Studio. And you can also compile C from Visual Studio in a similar manner. Let's open Visual Studio. In Visual Studio, you open up the you create a C program, and you simply create a CPP program without the pre-compiled headers. We'll cover this at another time, but I just wanted you to be aware that the Visual Studio does support C, but you do have to do a few things. So let's go ahead and open up a new project. And we'll go ahead and open up a console application. And give it a simple name. So it looks like it's C++, which can be confusing. So we'll set application settings. We don't want pre-compiled headers, and we're not going to use the SDL. That's a little dangerous. And we'll make sure we're using the console application. So now, application opens slowly. Just ignore that. And we can simply use the Visual Studio as an editor. Output this, or change the name of our file to C, and this will then compile as a C program. Let's see how that works. I'm going to add an existing item. We'll head down here to the simple world of C. Let's see source file, so we'll add power. We'll remove these other items. This program works, so we'll go ahead and do a build. Succeeded, and we'll go ahead and run it without debug, and we should see the same thing, and we do. So we've managed the program to not only compile using the command line. We've also seen how we can compile a C program using Visual Studio IDE. Okay, now we're going to move on to C++. Okay, let's take a look at how to compile a C++ program at the command line. Now this is a very simple C++ program. We'll open up Notepad. And then we'll do one of the most basic C++ programs possible using the standard I/O. Not too much different than a C++ program. And all right, let's get on to the walkthrough of compiling a C++ CX program using the command line. Now, if you use the sample in msdn.microsoft.com, this hasn't worked for a number of years. Why they haven't fixed it, I'm not certain. But we'll go over how to fix the problem that pops up in using this example. if you go online, you'll see that it appears that there's just no way to fix it, but it's not too difficult and does show you how to use the command line a little more fully. Okay, first off, let's create a simple program using our notepad. So we'll build a create a new notepad program in a second here. I'll just type in notepad and basic ccx.cpp, which doesn't exist. We'll go ahead and create a new file, of course, and save it real quick as basic ccx.cpp. And now we'll add a few lines of code. We use a using namespace platform. And this is what causes the problem. When we use the command prompt that's given in the msdn.microsoft.com example on how to compile a C++ CX program, it doesn't work because the compiler is unable to find the platform.winmd file. But we'll find out how. I'll show you how to do that. Okay, so we'll type in main and then platform :: array. So if you do, we'll see that the array also shows up as not being found. But once we show the command line what to do, everything will be okay. And basically, what we'll have to do is tell the command line where to find the code. Colon and braces, and now we'll go ahead and do a control S and save our program, or you could do a file save. Okay, now that's completed, we'll go ahead and in our command line here, we'll add what the example says to use, and we'll do that. First of all, we'll hit directory. We can see that the basic CX is in there. Go ahead and add our code, which this is the command prompt. We go through edit. There we go. And, I have the fix already done. How about that? We'll get rid of that. And just type it in. All right, so we'll type in CO, and then we'll turn on the exception handling. We'll tell it to compile it as a Windows application, and we'll provide a link to the subsystem console so that it knows that it's a console application. Now once I hit enter, I should get an error. I do. It says it cannot find assembly platform.winmd. So let me paste in the corrected solution, explain how I got it. Okay, the fix for this is to add a way for the to specify a metadata directory. And this AI file here tells the compiler to search the directory of program files x86, Microsoft Visual Studio 14, VC, and the VC packages. In there is the platform.md. I found that by going to the program files x86, Microsoft Visual Studio 14, and searching for platform.winmd. Okay, now if we run it, we'll see that it works. It takes a few seconds for it to do its thing. And there we go. So we get a nice out, basic CX XE. And then we'll type in basic and that's what I typed in it. This represents a C++ CXX program. Platform using is what makes this a CX program. So I hope this has helped you understand how to do the three kinds of compilation that you might do in C programming. So there's the C program, you did a C compilation. There's the C++, which is the regular C++, pure C++ can be compiled using the command line. And then we also use the command line to compile a C++ CX program, which means you're using the WinRT components. I hope this has been useful, and let me know in the comments if it has or hasn't been. Thank you very much. Over and out.